And now from Treasure Island Oldies.com, here's the rock and roll news for the week of August 28th. This week in 1960, Barry White left prison after he served 3 months for stealing 300 car tires. Bob Dylan introduced the Beatles to marijuana in a New York City hotel room this week in 1964. In 1998, the Frankie Lymon biographical film Why Do Fools Fall in Love was released. Three men were arrested in Memphis for attempting to steal the body of Elvis Presley from its cemetery mausoleum this week in 1977. And that is the actual reason why he is now buried at Graceland. George Harrison joined John Lennon and Paul McCartney in the group The Quarrymen this week in 1958. Paul Anka hosted, and Leslie Gore, The Circle, and Peter and Gordon appeared on the last TV episode of Hullabaloo this week in 1966. Elvis Presley's movie Kid Galahad opened this week in 1962. Jan Barry got married on stage during a Jan and Dean concert at the Stardust Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada, this week in 1991. In 1973, the Doors officially broke up. They disbanded for exactly 29 years until they reunited. The initial breakup, of course, took place 2 years after Jim Morrison had passed away. Paul Anka became a naturalized American citizen in Las Vegas this week in 1990, and it all happened while his car was being towed away by police. In 1988, Brenda Lee sued MCA Records for $20 million in unpaid royalties, and the suit was settled out of court. The final weekday episode of American Bandstand aired this week in 1963, and it soon became a Saturday show. George Harrison was found guilty of subconscious plagiarism of the song He's So Fine when he wrote My Sweet Lord, and that conviction came about in 1976. The final Partridge Family TV show episode aired this week in 1974. In 76, the president of Ode Records, Lou Adler, was kidnapped in Malibu, California, and only released after a $25,000 ransom was paid. Boz Scaggs joined the Steve Miller Band in 1967, remaining with them for 2 years. Sonny and Cher's regular season TV show had its premiere this week in 1971. George Harrison married Olivia Arias this week in 1978. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame opened in Cleveland, Ohio this week in 1995. The Last Adventures of Ozzy and Harriet TV show, which included, of course, their son Ricky Nelson, it aired this week in 1966. The motorhome of Charlie Daniels caught fire while he was driving on the Ventura Highway in California. He escaped without any injuries this week in 1988. 2 months pregnant, Carole King married her songwriting partner Jerry Goffin this week in 1959. They stayed together for 9 years. In the studio, the Youngbloods recorded Get Together in 66. The Marcells cut Heartaches this week in 1961. Lou Christie recorded Lightning Strikes in 65. And Bobby Darin recorded Clementine this week in 1959. Birthdays, David Soul is 74. Billy Grammer passed away in 2011. He was born this week in 1926. Paul McCartney's first child, Mary, born this week, 1969. Michael Jackson, born 1958. Dinah Washington, born 1924. The real Eleanor Rigby was born this week in Liverpool in 1895. John Phillips from the Mamas and Papas, born this week in 1935. Chuck Colbert of the American Breed is 72. Van Morrison, 71. Jerry Allison from the Crickets, who married the real Peggy Sue, is 78 this week. Tony DeFranco, the lead singer of the DeFranco family, is 57. Archie Bell, 72. Barry Gibb from the Bee Gees is 70. Conway Twitty, born 1935. Roy Head is 75. Diane Ray is also 75 this week. Jimmy Clanton turned 76. Bobby Dickey from James and Bobby Purify is 77, as is Sam Gooden from The Impressions. Joe Simon is 73. Al Jardine from the Beach Boys is 74. Gary Leeds Walker from the Walker Brothers is 72. And Jerry Lee Lewis's daughter Phoebe, born this week in 1963. And from TreasureIslandOldies.com, that's your rock and roll news for the week of August 28th. For late breaking news, just come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at TreasureIslandOldies.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.